This is the Bible News Prophecy Program, bringing you news and analysis of world events in the light of Bible prophecy. The following program is brought to you by the Continuing Church of God.
Greetings, friends around the world. This is Dr. Bob Teal for the Bible News Prophecy Program. You may have heard of the millennium. You may have heard of the kingdom of God. But where's that supposed to take place? Is it something God intends for heaven or perhaps on the earth? I'm going to go through what the Bible teaches, as well as some publications and writings from Church of God writers and comments from them throughout the centuries. I'd like to do more reading than I normally do in a message like this. So I want to start by going to something that was written in the 19th century, that'd be in the 1800s, by a Church of God leader by the name of A.F. Duggar. He was the father of Andrew Duggar. Anyway, let me start off by reading what he said. The saints are redeemed at the second advent, and of them it is written in Revelation 5:10, and they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for you wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." Now, I could stop here, but other people say, no, other scriptures means this and that and the other thing. So I want to go through here and read a lot from what A.F. Duggar wrote. Also some stuff that was written in the 20th century, as well as some things in the 21st century. And again, by quoting numerous scriptures. So back to A.F. Duggar, he wrote, again, Revelation 20, verse 6, "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Observe, not in heaven, but on earth," Revelation 5, 10. Daniel located Christ's reign, kingdom, and dominion on the earth, Daniel 7, 27. "And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him." Observe, this kingdom and dominion are not above, but are under the whole heavens. Of this kingdom, it's affirmed, "But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever." Please notice, the kingdom and dominion is given to Christ at his return, Daniel 7, starting verse 13. "I saw the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him, and there was given him dominion and glory, and a kingdom that all people and nations and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed." Observe the following points. First, when Christ comes, he takes his kingdom. Second, his kingdom is on the earth under the whole heavens. Third, the saints at this time take possession of the kingdom and are to possess it forever. All people, nations, and languages are to serve him. These points can never be reconciled with the theory of the utter desolation of the earth at Christ's second advent. According to Isaiah, Christ is to occupy David's throne, Isaiah 9, starting verse 6. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. On the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and establish it, with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." To the same import are the words of the angel to Mary in Luke 1, starting verse 30. "An angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end." Be careful to note these particulars. When Christ comes, he comes to reign. Then he reigns upon David's throne. David's throne was not in heaven, but on the earth. And as Christ reigns on the throne of his father David, he must reign on the earth. Christ is now on his heavenly father's throne. Look at Hebrews 10:12, Revelation 3:21. When he comes to receive the kingdom, he will then sit upon the throne of his glory. Matthew 25:31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he shall sit upon the throne of his glory. The prophets, apostles, and faithful of past ages will then receive their promised kingdom. Luke 22, starting verse 27. And I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father has appointed unto me, that you may eat and drink at my table. And my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Matthew 19, verse 28. Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, restoration, renewal of the earth, when the Son of Man shall sit upon the throne of his glory, you shall sit upon the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Christ's throne is upon the earth. We are to sit with Christ upon his throne. Revelation 3:21, Him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame and have sat down with my Father in his throne, occupying a seat with him. We shall reign with him. 2 Timothy 2:12, If we suffer with him, we shall reign with him. Not in heaven, but in Mount Zion, where David's throne is located. Zechariah 14:9, And the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth, even forevermore. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord, and his name one. We are told that when people believed the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, Acts 8:12. How are we to believe things concerning the kingdom of God unless we accept the statements of Daniel relative to the coming of Christ and the time and place of the establishment of his kingdom? There is to be a glorious reign of peace after the coming of the Lord and the binding of Satan as set forth in numerous scriptures. See Isaiah 11:1-9, where it said, The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion are laying together, and a little child will lead them. Verse 8 says, The suckling child shall play upon the hole of an asp, and a weaned child shall put his hand in a cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Yes, the kingdom will be established on the earth during the millennium. Now I'd like to read something that was published in the old Good News magazine in 1982. It was written by the late Worldwide Church of God evangelist, Raymond McNair, in the 20th century. God's kingdom is set up on earth. Jesus Christ will return to set God's kingdom at the last moment before carnal man, under Satan's sway, finally destroys himself. Matthew 24:21-22. If the creator ruler of the universe didn't intervene, not a single human being would be left alive on this earth. Then what will happen? Revelation 20, starting verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they, the saints, sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years, the millennium. But the rest of the dead lived not until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection, the resurrection of the saints who will rule with Jesus Christ during the millennium. Blessed and holy is he that hath power and has part, in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests with God and of Christ, and shall reign on the earth with him 1,000 years. Jesus promised that the saints, those who allow themselves to be ruled by God's law, whoever come and endure the end, would be given power over the nations, and that they would reign with him on the earth. Jesus will then be Lord of lords and King of kings. Zechariah promised that the Lord shall be king over all the earth, and that day there shall be one Lord, and his name one. Jesus' headquarters will be in Jerusalem, from which he and his saints will rule the world. So again, we read this from the 19th century to the 20th century. Now I want to read from the 21st century, things that I wrote. We start off by what says here. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Now Jesus himself said that he was born to be king, that kingdom, and he plainly told Pilate. Understand, the Bible uses the term king and kingdom interchangeably. The king, the future kingdom, was then and there standing next to the Pharisees, but they wouldn't recognize him as their king. When he returns, the world will reject him. Jesus went on, Luke 17, to describe his kingdom coming, when the kingdom of God shall rule all the earth. Now we're going to read from the prophet translation, Luke 17, starting verse 22. To his disciples he said, there shall come days when you will long and long in vain to have even one day of the Son of Man. Then we'll say, see, here he is, and see, there he is, but do not go out after them. Because lightning flashes from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But he must first endure great suffering, be rejected by the present generation. Jesus referred to lightning flashing, just as Matthew 24 described his second coming to rule the whole world. Jesus is not saying his people will not be able to see him when he returns. Then we find that the prophet David, Daniel, taught about the kingdom. I won't read all of those right now because you know, we went through some of those before, but you can find them in our free ebook available at ccfg.org, The Gospel of the Kingdom of God. Isaiah also taught about the kingdom of God. So we find about the kingdom of God in the Old Testament, the New Testament. Isaiah wrote about this. The kingdom is going to be on the earth. Now, I want to bring up another point that's also in this particular booklet. And that is, in the 3rd century, there was a Church of God leader. He was called Nepos of Arsinoe. And Arsinoe was about 200 miles, about 300 kilometers, south-south-south-east of Alexandria in Egypt. And he confronted those who didn't believe the Bible literally. These are people who are called allegorists. And basically, they said there would be no millennial kingdom, but no, Nepos, who's a Church of God leader, he said, yes, there is going to be one, because that's what the Bible teaches. There's a separation between peoples, particularly in the 2nd and 3rd century, those who went more toward the allegory approach toward Scripture, like it doesn't really mean what it says, and those who went for, actually, it does believe what it says. And Nepos was one of those. And Nepos, by the way, is one of the people we have in our succession list of the Church of God. And even though I've mentioned this before, I want to, again, read Revelation 5, verse 10. And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. You know, there truly is a millennial kingdom of God, and it is going to be on the earth. Now, Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And a lot of people don't seek first the kingdom of God, but we should. We need to put our focus on the kingdom of God. The millennial kingdom will be on the earth. Now, the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 3, verse 14, but you must continue the things which you've learned and be assured of, knowing from whom you've learned them. That's what we do in the continuing Church of God. That's why we continue to teach about the kingdom of God, which will be on the earth. This is Dr. Bob Teal for the Bible News Prophecy Program.
This Bible News Prophecy Program was sponsored by the Continuing Church of God. For more information, including access to our free literature, visit BibleNewsProphecy.net or www.ccog.org. You can also reach us by email Our address is BibleNewsProphecy@gmail.com.